welcome to KSL Cafecito, the podcast where we talk all things culture over some nice cafecito. I'm Yvette Cruz.
And I'm Shol Caranas.
And today we're talking spoilers in the instant internet culture. If you're on social media, chances are that you've encountered a spoiler or two, or perhaps you've dropped one. Either way, they seem to be more and more unavoidable these days. They tend to cause more outrage when it's some big TV show or movie franchise. Some recent examples include Marvel's Avengers Endgame and HBO's Game of Thrones. So, Shoal, I want to ask you to kick this conversation off. Do you find it fair that in this day and age, people still expect to live spoiler-free?
I find it ridiculous to be spoiler-free. I think if we were in, obviously, any time before... Oh, I'm going to say 2007, before Twitter basically really took off. I mean, Facebook was, I can't remember what year Facebook was around or when it started, but I think if you expect to not be or to not see a spoiler, to for people to just kind of unify and say, okay, we're going to wait until this, you know, until everybody sees it. How do you determine that, first of all? How do you wait until, what's the proper amount of time? And now with social media, people, for better or worse, want to give their opinion and they want to give immediate reaction. Everybody's become a pundit. And so everybody wants to chime in and say, here's the ending to, you know, let's say Endgame. Don't worry, this will be spoiler free. I'm not going to get the spoiler out. But people want to go out there and start saying, okay, I think about this, even though necessarily nobody asked what their opinion was. And not that you can't, you have the freedom to type whatever you want on, whether it's Twitter or post your comment on Instagram, whatever. But at the same time, if you're obviously living in this area, you know, and I should say probably anything beyond now, what we see with social media, there's going to be spoilers. And so it's almost reached the point where if you're anticipating a movie, for example, then you need to see it pretty early, because the chances are you're going to run into something on Twitter or Instagram that is going to spoil it. And now I know that's bad, or that's kind of, I guess that sucks for a lot of us, because maybe we don't have a lot of time. We don't have just time to drop everything and go immediately go see a movie or go see that. But you better be pretty early nowadays. That's just how it is. And I've seen some people be outraged online and be like, don't do this or don't say that. Like, you need to give it some sort of time. It's like, that's not how it works anymore. I don't know about you. I feel like you have no right to be outraged. That's just my opinion. I mean, you have a right to be... Let me rephrase that, actually. You have a right to feel like disappointed if you do see a spoiler, but you shouldn't be shocked. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think like I'm trying to figure out if there's like spoiler etiquette, but really there's not. I mean, I don't see, at least on my timelines, I don't see people blatantly drop like the ending to something, or like I don't see them say it. Like, I don't see people doing it to be messed up. I'm sure there's people out there who will do it just to piss other people off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see a lot of that on my timelines. Thank you for all of you who I follow for, you know, keeping it real like that. But I do see like little things, obviously, like you said, everybody watches something now. Like everybody watches something live, especially with Twitter. I think Twitter's like the spoiler
king.
Yes. And I don't think it's necessarily people do it for that. But I think now we live in a time like our culture is just like it's a live watching culture. And so you may be watching something alone in your home, but if you're on Twitter, you're watching it with everybody who's watching it. And so you guys can share inside jokes and you see a meme and like, you know, the internet is quick with those memes. And so you can relate and you laugh or whatever and you share it. And so you're watching it with the rest of the world in a sense. And yeah, you'll, like, I don't see people like blatantly say certain things, but they'll say things that you're like, wait, what? Like, especially with like certain shows where like people die and like, you know, like Avengers and
Game of Thrones.
And Game of Thrones. Yeah. People, like if you watch any of these movies or shows, like, you know, like people die. And I think those are the biggest spoilers, but also other things happen. Like there's a bunch of other spoilers, and people will say things that insinuate that happened, like, you know, the kind of point to it. And I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think they're just watching it with the rest of the world. And if you don't want to be a part of that, like, if you can't be a part of that because you have to work or because you just haven't watched it yet or whatever reason, then yeah, I get you being frustrated seeing spoilers out there, but for you to expect not to see them, I think that goes back to what you're doing. Like, for example, I know a lot of people who to avoid spoilers will stay off of social media, just like that. Like that's a simple solution. Or for people who, like myself, sometimes I have to work during certain things that are happening, I have to be on social media. Like for the past like 5 years I've been working evenings. So shows that I've watched or like movie, whatever, things that I know are on, I have to be on social media. So I'm kind of, I guess I kind of got used to the fact that I'm going to see it. But there's such a thing as like filters on social media. So if you really want to be on social media, but you don't want a spoiler, then filter certain words out. Like there's a simple solution to do that. But for you to be on social media and expect the rest of the world to live by your rules, I think is kind of, I think it, you're wrong.
So when it comes to, I think if it's a live, there's a difference between a live event, obviously, and going to see a movie. I think if there's a live event going on and like a live show, let's say it's airing, and you don't want to be spoiled there, like you're in the wrong because it's happening in the moment. Like you said, everybody, you're kind of watching it with everybody and people are going to react. If they see some scene that is like shocking, of course people are going to react and you're going to see it. So you shouldn't be surprised if you see some spoiler about whether it's Game of Thrones, whether it's whatever show that you're following. If it's if you're watching it, if you're on social media on a Sunday night, it's going to happen. Like you should be staying after that, like because people are, like you said, they're watching it together. They want to experience it together. Mm-hmm. I think a movie is a little bit different because obviously it's not a live event. You have to go and pay and seeing it and you're and then it is a little bit more different. And I think I was hearing this podcast about, I think it was about a month ago, and they talked about the etiquettes, like the etiquette.
The spoiler
etiquette about a movie.
Okay.
And they came into an agreement and they said that it should be a month. Now, I think I think that's too much, like a month, because then it's like, okay, do you get together with your friends and say, okay, we come to an agreement. In a month, we'll talk about, let's say, Endgame.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about Endgame in a month.
Like on social media?
Like on social media or towards each other. Because like, they're talking about also in conversation.
Yeah.
Like, unless you have a private conversation, like you're in the kitchen with somebody who has seen it, then you guys can talk about it. But then if you're in a group setting and not everybody has, you wait a month. I just think that's too much. And also, let's try to read in too much to people. Like, have you seen it? I'm not going to go around walking to my friends at a party and be like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Have you seen this? And just like to make sure that I can talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's too much. Yeah. What do you think is the proper time for a movie? Because there's a difference. Sporting event is different, or live event is different, but a movie. What do you think?
I honestly don't think there's a time. Like, because if you say a month, that means it's almost like you giving everyone a deadline to watch this movie, or you will drop spoilers, or what, or you can't. Like, it almost doesn't make sense. Like, either you spoil it for them because they didn't watch the movie in time, or you keep your comments to yourself because they haven't watched the movie time. Like, that doesn't make sense. I don't think there's a time limit on a movie. Like, the way that me and my friends do it is, I mean, I either know they watched it because they posted on social media about watching it or about going to see it or something, or their opinion about something. But I don't know. I guess, again, like the people that I follow, I've never seen like a spoiler that I'm like, what? Like that I'm upset about, because it's their voice out there and it's their channels. And if I don't want to see it, then I don't, like, I should just not be on social media. And with my, like, in person with my friend groups, usually, and I think maybe this is just my friend groups, like, they'll ask, they'll just be like, if they're going to talk about it, they'll just be like, wait, have you seen it? And then if I say, no, I haven't, they'll be like, oh, okay, I don't want to spoil it for you. And sometimes I'll be like, no, it's fine to spoil it for me. Sometimes I do want to know, and they will tell me, like, they'll kind of ask for permission. I guess maybe it's like maybe not so much spoiler etiquette, but like people etiquette maybe. So I've like they don't try and spoil it for me on purpose. A lot of people like want to hold it. So they don't want to spoil it. Like, that's what I've noticed. They'll hold back because they don't want to spoil it.
Right.
Which, I mean, I guess I respect, but I'll tell them straight up. I'll be like, no, wait, I'm going to watch it tonight. Or or I'll tell them, I'm never going to watch it. You can tell me. And because I want to know. Because if they don't tell me, honestly, like, I'm the kind of person who, I don't want to say I like spoilers, but I don't mind them. I'm just I've always been like this. My friends kind of, they kind of get annoyed about it, but I just kind of want to know things. Like, I'm really, really curious, probably to the point that it's like not great. But if I just know I'm not going to make time for something, that's the thing. Like, I know I'm not going to make time to go watch this movie or the 7 movies that came before it or something. I mean, we have the worldwide,
at least for me.
Yeah. Like, I have the World Wide Web in my pocket, in my hand most of the time. I just usually end up looking a lot of things up. And
yeah, full confession. I didn't see a lot of that, those movies, those Avenger ones.
Okay.
So I watched that 38-minute video that's on YouTube that tells you, here's a breakdown of everything that's happened that you need to be caught up for Endgame.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll take that because I'm not going to watch 20-something movies.
Right. And I ended up, like, I also didn't watch all the movies. I'd watched a few, and I have already seen Avengers Endgame, and I didn't watch a bunch of movies before, so I just ended up looking a lot of stuff up online. Like, I read a lot of reviews, or, like, I mean, a lot of articles explained. Like, I guess kind of like what you watched, I just kind of read. And then certain things that I'm like, who is that? I don't know. I just kind of looked them up, and then I'm like, oh, what's their story? And then I would look up their story. And so now I'm kind of like, I probably don't need to watch their movie now because I already know. I mean, I might watch it, but I'm not going to be upset that I already read it. But, like, to me, it hasn't spoiled it because it. I personally think it's different to read about something and then to watch it happen. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I will feel more connected to whatever, if it's good or bad or whatever. I'll feel more connected if I watch it, even though I may know what's going to happen. It's still kind of a, I mean, it may not be a surprise, but it doesn't take away the emotion from me. But that's just me. I know a lot of people, like, are done. Like, they're like, I'm not even going to watch it now because I know. Like, no, that's on you. Yeah. Really.
No, and you, I don't know, if you're invested in it, you'd want to watch at least, okay, if somebody told you that such and such character, you know, dies in the series, wouldn't you at least would want to know how it happened? Unless they, even if they told you, well, it was this or whatnot, wouldn't you at least want to see it? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're invested in this show,
right,
you'd at least want to say, I don't, at least for me, that's how I would feel. It's like, all right, I want to at least see kind of how it led up to that. But then again, I don't know. I don't understand the instant outrage. And I don't understand the instant outrage what we see sometimes. This is me as a sports fan with sports.
Yeah.
Some people get upset. It's like, oh, I'm DVRing it. I'm DVRing the game. Like, don't tell me the score. Like, that's you're ridiculous. In. What do you know what year you're in? Like, yeah. It's a live sporting events are now, that's immediately. This is why we've seen, if we want to even go all like media about it, the Olympics, for example, used to be a tape delay. Because when they were like in, let's say if they're in Asia, not many people are going to get up at 3 a.m. to go watch an Olympic event. So they would tape delay it, whether it's, I believe it's NBC, would tape delay it, and then you could watch it in prime time. They still kind of do that to an extent. Huh. But they don't do that now in the sense of like, they won't tell you the result. They'll tell you so-and-so won the Olympic medal or won the gold, see how it happened.
Yeah.
Because they'll just tell you now, because they know, I mean, they're aware that there's Twitter, that they're aware that there's things that you can look it up. And so they're just be like, they're not going to say, you know, does so-and-so win gold? Yeah, they don't say that anymore.
Yeah.
They used to do that. I remember back when I was younger, when it was tape delayed, mm-hmm. that, yeah, they would tape delay events. They even tape delayed the World Cup once. I remember the World Cup in, I think it was 98 or 2002. No, it wasn't the 2002 one because that one was in Japan. So they tape delayed it. And this was still back, this was like in the last days of stuff like that. You could actually still tape delay.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, who won, Brazil or Germany? Well, I mean, the internet was coming about there. Like, yeah. It had a few years there. You could check it if you had the internet, if you had America Online.
Yeah.
That's a throwback right there. But yeah, nowadays.
Is that,
like,
AOL?
AOL. Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it's
called. America Online.
Wow. Okay. Oh. Learned something new.
But yeah, nowadays, like, I don't get why people say don't ruin a sporting event. It's everywhere. You're getting app alerts about it. Like,
yeah,
that's
and everything. Also, if you're signed up for those app alerts and you're upset that they alerted to you, like, you don't have to be signed up. Like I think
there's some people that have been even upset with us here at KSL because of like, oh, like the Jazz game. I was DVRing it or I was gonna watch it later. It's like, what?
Also, like, that's an option. You, like, nobody threw it in your face. You signed up for, like, you're on social media to like, and you know people are out there talking about these things. And you signed up for these, like, push notifications, and you know they're going to come to you, but you don't want to, like, I think that's a lot of stuff that you have control over, like, that we all have control over. Like, I do see this sometimes when like, something's happening, like, a certain show or something, and it'll obviously it plays in the East Coast before it plays in the West Coast. And I see some people in the West Coast saying, like, hey, East Coasters, don't spoil things for us. But come on, like, for you to ask that of people, it's like asking people to be nice on social media and then expecting everyone to just be like, yeah. Like, I think people should be nice. Yes, don't get me wrong. But, like, just asking for it, you don't, like, people aren't going to just do that because you want that. And, like, nowadays, people want to be so much a part of a conversation and on social media, interestingly enough. Maybe
it's
not.
Sad so that, yeah, I was going to say, isn't it sad that everybody wants to be a conversation on social media, but not in person?
But maybe because it's, I mean, like, let's say, for example, you have a show that you like to watch, but none of your friends like to watch it. So you're the only one. Who are you going to talk to about it? There's millions of people on the internet who will talk to you about it. So maybe it's about finding that connection and finding that community of people, and they exist. And so maybe it helps people feel like they're like a part of something, like they're living
right.
through something with a bunch of other people, and they can talk about it, and they can relate, laugh, love.
Right? No, you know? I gotta admit, there's a good group of my friends that I'm not gonna shout you guys individually. I'm not trying to put you guys under the bus, but there's some who don't watch Game of Thrones, for example, who are just not Game of Thrones.
I was like that a few weeks ago. Yeah, no.
There's some who are not, and that's fine because they didn't get into it in the beginning. Like it took me a while to get back into it in the beginning because I'm like, I'm not into these books. I'm not even like, is this like Lord of the Rings? That's what I thought. And then you get into it and then you really like it. But yeah, there's been a lot of times that I just go on social media because I feel like, all right, there are other people,
right,
you know,
like
other than my
you.
Other three or four people that I know that are really into it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that my coworkers here are into it. So that's also pretty cool as well. But other than that, yeah, you do feel like you want to be part of the community. I know like there's a show that I like on YouTube that I haven't seen season two, but I am gonna, but I know, I don't know anybody other else is watching it. So I like Cobra Kai.
I saw the promo for season
yeah,
two.
Yeah. Like I liked the first season. It was actually not, I thought it was going to be really cheesy. It was actually pretty good. It was not cheesy at all. It was actually like, I liked it and I'm not like a Karate Kid fanatic.
Yeah.
Like I only seen like one movie once.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I'm like, there's nobody really that I know that's watching that.
Yeah.
Like that, at least as far as my friends. But I do go on social media. Like I haven't gone yet because I don't want to see the spoilers because I need to binge season two. It's out there to be binged.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I do like that community factor. It's like, okay, here's other people that do like this show. So you do feel like you're talking with them or you're hearing their comments about what's happening. And that is important. That's one of the nice things, obviously, about social media is that even if you are, like you said, alone, you're really not alone and you get to experience it with everybody. And it feels like everybody from around the world is watching, for example, Game of Thrones or even when Breaking Bad was ending. I remember people were just constantly, they were live tweeting during the finale, you know, and just talking about that. So, you know, with movies, I let me ask you this, actually.
Okay.
So have you ever, tell the truth, have you ever accidentally spoiled something for somebody?
Yes. I can't think of an example of what it was.
You don't
I know
need to go
I
to
have.
Details, but it would be kind. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I don't remember the exact moment, but I know I've accidentally said something. But I wasn't doing it to be cruel. Like, I did it. It was really just an accident because I don't even, like, I'm trying to think of when it was. Because I wouldn't do it, like, to be cruel. So I know I didn't do it to be cruel. But I think it's also the sense of, like, how I react. And maybe I should be more, I'm going to be more considerate about this, but since I don't mind them as much, you know, I may, because I'm still going to want to see, if I'm interested, I'm still going to want to see something, even if someone, like if someone says something like accidentally and I think that's happened before. If someone around me has said something accidentally and then I'm like, wait, what? That happened? And they're like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, oh no, it's fine. Wait, what else happened? Like, you know, and then I'm like, wait, don't tell me. Wait, no, do tell me. Right. Like I get really into that. And then I mean, eventually if I want to, I can just look it up or I can go watch it. So I guess I think of it like that, but I know I probably have accidentally. I don't do this often, though. Like,
right.
I think I'm more mindful about it now because I've noticed how much, like, how important spoilers are to people. Like, even you read articles or you'll see tweets and they'll have a warning. Like, certain articles will be like, at the very beginning, you know, warning this article is full of spoiler alerts. Keep reading at your own risk. And then they'll even say it again. Or sometimes tweets do that. I've noticed that tweets have that now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, like, I saw a tweet the other day and I didn't think it was a spoiler. Like, it was an observation of a movie. Like, to me, a spoiler is a big plot. Like, if you reveal a big plot twist or a big, like, something. For some people, a spoiler is anything that happened in anything. Like, and I just think that's extreme. Like, it's the internet. People are going to talk about it. And also, like, sometimes people like me view spoilers differently. So I'm thinking of a spoiler as a big plot twist or something, like a big death or something big that you didn't see coming or that you, I guess, maybe saw coming, but don't know exactly. But if I mention like a detail that was in the movie or the show that to me isn't a spoiler, like that's how I guess maybe there can be like a, maybe this is just me. Maybe there can be like a miscommunication of spoilers. Like, how do you interpret spoilers?
For me, I would just interpret it as, something major, like a major plot twist in a series or a movie, or just, I do think giving away the ending of a movie is obviously a spoiler.
Okay.
That's like, I think that's the most major thing. I did see, so on social media, this is, I'm not going to say a spoiler, but if you don't want to see a spoiler to the Endgame, do not follow Buffalo Bill running back, LeSean McCoy, because the other day, he went on social media on his Twitter. If you go to Sean McCoy, but for those who haven't seen Endgame, don't go to his Twitter account. But he spoiled it. He gave away the ending.
What?
And so he talked because he was giving his reaction and he got roasted.
Oh, wait,
he,
was it like a video of him?
Yeah. So there was one that's a video, but then there's one of him. Like he's also, he tweeted out. He also wrote.
He just said it?
Yeah. He just said it like he was upset about something. I won't give it up, but he was upset about something that happened in the movie. And, you know, for those who've seen it, they might know what he might be referring to.
So he reacted to it.
No, he reacted to it and he got roasted by a lot of people like saying, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, what is, like, spoiler? Like, yeah, there's a lot of people who have not, because maybe some saw it on Thursday night / Friday morning.
Yeah.
I think he tweeted on Friday. So, yeah, that's a lot of people still hadn't seen it. They're still working. They're still waiting until either Friday night or Saturday night to go see it. So some people were really upset.
Do you think he was just clueless about it?
Yeah, I thought he was clueless about it. See, I think that is wrong. I think that is like, okay, because if you just barely saw it on Thursday night / Friday morning, you know the majority of people have not seen it.
Right.
Like we had some coworkers that went to go see it Thursday night.
Yeah.
Like it would be like if they came running back like immediately the next day when we were on shift and they just
knowing
told us
that
we
hadn't.
Yeah. It's like, that's way too early. I do think there are, I know there's not any kind of rules, but I think there is some rule in the sense of like, you can't give it out within, 24 hours of it releasing? I think that's way too early.
Yeah.
I think past the weekend, I'm okay. Like, past this weekend, if somebody tells me something about that, then I wouldn't be as upset. But, like, the day after, no. Like, I think that's way too early.
I think it also has to do with, like, how and what you say. Like, again, like, on my timelines, I guess I don't see people saying, like, man, that ending, this is how I felt so sad when X.
I felt some type of way.
Yeah, I felt like, or just like sometimes they'll use memes or like they'll use giphies like that like kind of are very like, there's no context to it. So, you know, it's like this means something, but you don't know what. And I don't know if that's just them being smart about it, or maybe that's just how they are. Maybe it's like a unspoken spoiler culture that, you know, that you don't just blatantly say, when this happened, my heart broke, or whatever, or when this happened, I was so happy, or I knew so-and-so would choose so-and-so, you know, sometimes I do see some of those. I think it's also like about, like, again, like I don't live tweet a lot of things.
Right.
Like whether it's shows, obviously I'm not live tweeting movies because I'm not tweeting while I'm watching it. Well, if it's at the movies. But I just think that even though like maybe I don't mind them as much, I wouldn't know what a spoiler is. Like to me, maybe like you said, like the ending of a movie or like a big plot twist. And I wouldn't just blatantly say it.
Mm-hmm. I would just react to it. I usually just be like, whoa, or something like that. Or like, but I don't like the idea of just like saying everything
exactly
like
happened.
This happened there. Yeah. No, I would just be like an emoji, or I'd just be like some sweating giphy of like, I can't believe that happened. Something like that. Like something like that. I don't know. I like to be kind of just, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to be that guy or that girl, whatever you want to phrase it. Like, I don't want to be that person that like is the one that just kind of just ruined that. When I was at the College of Law, I did, there was a professor there who is a big Manchester United fan, a big soccer fan.
Uh-huh.
So we would always talk soccer. So there was a match on, I remember it was a Sunday and I saw it, and his team won.
Okay.
Yeah, his team won, I think 2-0. And then it was Tuesday and then he was in and I told him like, hey, like I hadn't seen you, but that's a good win that you guys got. And he looked at me and was like, oh, I still have that on my DVR. And I looked at him kind of like, oh, well, I'm sorry. And then he just kind of shrugged it off. I was like, it's okay.
Oh, okay. Like, good. I'm glad he didn't overreact.
No, he didn't
because
overreact.
That's something like,
but that's like, dude, that's been 2 days and I thought that's your team. Like, you should be keeping tabs on that.
And also, like, if his team won, then, I mean, isn't he wouldn't he be happy anyway? Like, he still gets to, I mean, he gets to watch his team win now on his DVR. But yeah,
I do notice nowadays a lot of people, I don't know about you, but I have noticed that a lot of people, when they start talking about a show, they will ask, do you see it? Even if you're a stranger, they'll be like,
do you watch it?
I think now people are a little bit more conscious of the fact that like, I'm not going to spoil everything.
Yeah. I think it's like unspoken, or maybe like it has been spoken about. It's like unspoken spoiler etiquette. Like, you know, I guess like you said, you don't want to be that guy or that girl. I also know that if I blatantly tweeted or posted something like a straight up spoiler right when something came out, like, you know, like if it came out on Friday and I posted it on Friday, knowing that maybe a lot of people haven't seen it or something, I know the internet would come for me. Like my friends would come for me, the internet would come for me. So I'm not going to risk it. But I also don't get like, I just, it's not in me to like just say something blatantly. Like I've also seen people say like, who's seen this? We need to talk. And then it'll go into a private message because they want to know who's seen it. They want to talk, but they're not going to do it just like.
Well, they'll start a thread and then it's like, okay, maybe I shouldn't follow this thread.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is like, I think in this day and age, like you should, like, I think you should just look for warning signs. Like again, people, you can mute things on Twitter. You can mute hashtags. You can mute just words. You can do, I did that when, so I had binged watched, I wasn't anti Game of Thrones. I was just like, I'll get to it when I get to it. And then like the internet, actually,
people.
I wasn't convinced. I knew it was going to be a good show. Like I knew I was going to like, it was a lot of time and I was like, I don't know if I want to invest into it. And then I did end up investing way too much time into it. But you know what? It was actually the internet that turned me onto it because like I knew people who watched it over the years. People were like, oh, you have to watch or whatever. And I actually, for the past couple of years, I've been working Sunday nights. And so I would see some of the stuff play out just because a lot of the people that I follow watch Game of Thrones. And so I would see certain things. They weren't blatant. I mean, maybe they were spoilers, but I didn't know what they were talking about yet. So to me, they were spoilers without context. And so I didn't really care. But then I also sometimes got really curious that I did look certain things up. So I kind of knew certain things that were going to happen, even though I didn't know what.
Why is Jon Snow trying
to? Yeah, like even though I didn't know what, who was, whatever. So then I did recently get into it because the internet had been talking about it so much. And there were so many people like anticipating this final season.
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many articles about it that I finally did. I got into it. And yeah, like, let me tell you, I regret not getting into it sooner. Okay. Like, yes, everybody was right. But the Sunday night of the premiere, I was like, I was still a couple, like I wasn't caught up yet and I had to work. So I knew I was going to have to work while it. And so I knew that there were going to be spoilers and I didn't necessarily want them then, even though normally I do, like I didn't want them. And so I ended up muting like 40 words, just like hashtags and different like people's names and things that I didn't want to. I did miss a couple. I didn't notice. But but like I knew that that was an option. And so I did that. And so, I mean, and even if I guess I had seen a spoiler too, I can't expect people to not tweet what's happening and me to be upset because I'm not caught up and I'm not in a position to watch a show at the moment, you know? So I don't know. Maybe I'm just,
you know what I think is even worse than Twitter? I think is actually Instagram.
Really?
Because you can't, there's obviously, I know they have a filter system where you can filter some things out, but I feel like once you start scrolling down, somebody's going to put up some sort of meme because the internet is quick like that. Yeah. I just feel like that's a little bit tougher to kind of, because you're with Twitter, at least you kind of have to read the whole thing. You have to read it for the context of what is being said, unless they just put in a photo. But with Instagram, not really. You're really just looking at a photo, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know. I'm not a big Instagram person.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like there might be I might be more tempted to look at Instagram and be like, but then I might scroll down into something that's like,
No, I know. But the thing is, like, if you know, and I'm not talking about you, like, but like you in general, like, if you know you may run into something, like, just, especially I think when it's a show, I do now, I'm a little more understanding on the movie thing now. Like, if you watch it the night that it premiered and you know
LaShawn McCoy.
Yeah, like, and you know many people aren't going to see it right after, then I think you should just be careful. Like, I guess it's like unspoken.
Yeah, it's an etiquette because just, like, give people opportunity to go watch it. I feel like, for example, with Endgame just came out. This is just my opinion, but I feel like after next week, you have the right to talk about the ending and stuff like that. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I don't know if you want to give the whole month like the other podcast did, but I don't know when there's a certain time. But I feel like if you got caught up in the hype about it, you probably saw it within the first 2 weeks. That's at least how I see it. But I could be wrong. Everybody else has their own, like, to each his own. But I feel like after the first 2 weeks of whatever movie premieres, I feel like then you have, not that I'm saying that you should go blatantly telling everybody the ending, but you shouldn't feel like you need to hide it and like, oh, well, I can't mention any phrase of like this person or this character, things like that. I feel like, it's been enough. And those people that wanted to go see it have already seen it. Those people that are curious about it, if they get it spoiled, they really weren't even into it anyway, so it's not going to matter necessarily to them. They're not going to be like devastated if they know it because they're not really into it. They would have already seen it, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know if I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd say that there's like a time limit. I don't think there should be a time limit personally, but I do think you should be aware of what you're doing. Like if you're spoiling things, like giving away the ending to something, if you know it's a huge ending, especially if it's a franchise or some big movie, then you're kind of a jerk if you're doing it on purpose, like just to piss people off. Like I think there are ways that you can react to something and start a conversation with other people, like join in on the conversation about whatever is happening without giving something away. I think you should just like, I think one, you should not expect to not run into spoilers, like that's on you. And two, if you do know the spoiler, just like be careful, be kind, nah. Be kind, rewind with your spoiler.
Well, that was our episode for today. Thank you for joining us. Make sure to tell your friends to download and subscribe to our podcast. They can find it anywhere that they get podcasts. And make sure also to follow us on social media. At Facebook, we're at KSL Cafecito. On Twitter, we're at KSL Cafecito. We always post our episodes there and where you can find them. And for me, I'm at Joel Caronas on Twitter.
And I'm at Evie Cruz.
Thanks for joining us.
Ciao.